the circle, or to... Hello there. How is January treating you thus far? For me, there are a lot of big life changes, which means adjusting to a new routine. Identifying what is working and what needs tweaking. This also means paying attention to my ND traits. For example, my hyperfocus means I can achieve incredible things, but a downside can be forgetting to eat and drink, plus a tendency to burn the candle at both ends, meaning sliding into burnout. The vision for Wubnia is multifaceted and I've been told, much needed. But I need to be discerning and choosing when to implement things that's in line with my capacity to create what I want to for others, whilst maintaining my own well-being. So if you've wondered why things have chopped and changed a bit whilst I've been starting up, that's the reason. Instagram keeps telling me that as an Aquarius, 2026 is my year, so I'm taking it at its word and feel assured that everything is going to work out perfectly, haha, Michelle. When I honored myself, I let go of what wasn't bringing me joy by walking away without bitterness. I know. Quirks anyone else? If I like or need a thing, I buy a spare. I also buy a spare for the spare. In case the original gets lost or broken, I need the spare to replace the original and the item is no longer available to get another spare. This means I have time to find a replacement item, without the stress of time pressure and a bad decision due to choice overwhelm. Fun fact, the chemical used for artificial banana flavouring, isomyl acetate, was first used as a pear flavouring in Britain long before it was ever associated with bananas. D. Musings, there is no way to fail in life. Everyone's timelines are fluid. You're doing and are exactly where you need to be. B. Snapshots of life image. Oystercatcherisp.org.uk. Three good things. Patrick. Relief after finally submitting annual appraisal document. Managing three intensive gym workouts this week. Oystercatcher landing in my path as I walked out of work on a windswept rainy day. Three good things, Emma. Someone close to me, who calls me their English mother, had a shock diagnosis of leukemia. It's been a distressing time, but talking it over with a friendly positivized the situation. Treated myself to colouring pencils and have nearly finished a picture. It's the only thing that has quiet in my mind amongst the chaos. And it was liberating to think cock it to childhood admonishments when I coloured outside the lines. Sweat, does it matter? A trip to Liverpool booked. Things that brought joy this week: stocking up on my favourite brand of candles, Inks, which demonstrates that two truths can be held at the same time. Pure bliss alongside crying at the bill, Michelle. Tips when writing a to-do list or schedule. Use pencils so things can be simply rubbed out if things change or aren't completed and need to be rolled over onto another list. Same with tech, simply delete. Psychologically, it mitigates the negative connotations of not done / failure. Events: I've closed the laptop for a little while and I am looking forward to teaching more yoga and meditation in person this year. The Sunday, the 22nd of March workshop is £20 investment. Places will be limited as we will be using the smaller cozy room downstairs at the Absolute Yoga Studio. Contact me to secure your mat and any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me at joinayoga.com.